Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black, from APM. I'm Tess Fawandamagnayou. One thing music has always done is speak to the issues of the day. Y'all, think about the Eroica Symphony by Beethoven, the Leningrad Symphony by Shostakovich, and the rallying cry that is Finlandia by Sibelius, just to name a few. Joel Thompson is a composer of today that continues the history of challenging society with his music, like so many artists that came before him. He got a keyboard when he was 5 years old and started piano lessons when he was just 7. The real edge Joel had over all those artists that came before him was on his computer, music notation software. Before he knew it, he was arranging music for the string orchestra at his church, and he began to experiment with composition. The experiment that thrust Thompson into the spotlight happened in 2015. That's when he wrote Seven Last Words of the Unarmed, modeled after Joseph Haydn's Seven Last Words of Christ. Joel wrote the piece while on winter break from Emory University, where he earned his master's degree in choral conducting. Joel wrote the music, but the words came from 7 black men killed by law enforcement. The last words those men spoke became the text. Experiment turned out to be very therapeutic for Thompson. He sorted his own feelings as the music came out. He told the Detroit Free Press in an interview, "I think what really did it for me was when the grand jury didn't indict the officer whose actions led to the death of Eric Garner. I was searching for a way to express a sort of cocktail of bad emotions brewing inside." There was a moment, though, when Joel asked himself, "Is this right? Should I tell such painful contemporary stories with the classical genre?" He knew that the majority of the audience for a choral concert would not be black. After questioning and second-guessing himself several times, Joel realized that the classical choral genre was the perfect way to tell these stories. He said it provided an opportunity to share these emotions with an audience that normally would feel uncomfortable discussing this. He went on to say, "I thought that music was the perfect vehicle to start a dialogue with an audience I wanted to start a dialogue with." Joel Thompson's Seven Last Words of the Unarmed immortalized the words of Kenneth Chamberlain, Trayvon Martin, Amadou Diallo, Michael Brown, Oscar Grant, John Crawford, and Eric Garner. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical directors Derek Ramirez and Cameron Wiley, and assistance from Julia Mocker, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.